Sunday Meditation, September 12, 1999. Our question for Quo this week, our first meditation of the new season, is what words of inspiration would Quo have for those people who have been seekers for a long time? They've been on the path a long time. They're very familiar with their catalyst. They've seen the catalyst come around and around again and again, and maybe they're beginning to wonder, when am I ever going to get anywhere with this catalyst? So we would like to ask Quo what words of inspiration Quo would have for people who might be getting a bit burnt out on the spiritual trail.
We are those of the principle known to you as the Quo. And we greet you in the love and the light of the one infinite creed, in whose service we come to you to stand. May we say what a joy it is to rekindle the contact that we have enjoyed with your group of seekers for some of your time now. The opportunity that you offer us is greatly appreciated. The energy that you bring to us as you endeavor to aid in your own spiritual evolution is very inspiring to us. We are aware of the darkness in which you labor and the thick illusion which conceals from you within your illusion the true shape and form of that catalyst which comes to you. This instrument has been a fan of the television series The X-Files, and we find in her memory many instances where these two agents of the government had no light but their flashlights to peer into the darkness of their own seeking for their own truth. And so it is with each of you. You have the flashlight of hope and faith and will with which to see into the inky blackness of that spiritual night which both day and night upon your earth world are. We hear with sympathy the pain and the effort in the question for us today concerning seekers who have been upon their path for a long time, long enough to begin to see into the patterns of learning which are cyclical in nature. These patterns of learning are different for each seeker due to the arrangement that each seeker has made before the incarnation. Each entity will have an unique set of incarnational lessons. In some cases, this list of lessons is very short. Perhaps one or two themes were chosen to work on during this incarnation. In these cases, perhaps the pattern is more easily seen more quickly. This does not mean that it is easily balanced. Others have more complex and interrelated incarnational lessons. And to the ear of logic, such lessons are baffling because the connections between the various levels of the lessons are not logical. We cannot say they are illogical. Perhaps the expression would be extra logical. If the seeker recognizes himself in this description, then we can simply say that for you, the patterns may not seem regular for some time, during which there is much confusion. However, we always encourage that patience, but wait to see more of the patterns. For those patterns which are not yet completely seen will look chaotic and will seem to have no order. Nevertheless, this is the creation of the Father, and in that creation there is infinite order. You ask us for inspiration. In words to those who are tired and burnt out upon the spiritual path. In a way, anything that can be put into words will be inadequate to the task of lightening the feelings of being heavy laden that drown the senses of the seeker who is weary. What words can change darkness to light? Or sadness to joy? When the ineluctable facts that have given rise to the weariness remain as they are. For each entity has vigorously and eagerly created incarnational lessons that are tremendously challenging. What words can make someone forgive the self for being so eager to learn? so eager to learn that the plate of life is overfilled with things to digest during the lifetime. Before the incarnation began, each seeker gazed upon the life to come as though it were a gem, a ruby, an aventurine, an opal, a diamond. With each facet fascinating and pure in its lucid power, each of you held this gem of incarnation in your figurative hand and gazed upon it with joy and eagerness to begin. Before incarnation, the pattern was there for you to see in all of its extent. In that state, the look into the actual lifetime lived in space and time looked tiny, as the moon looks just so large as the sundown when it rises. Unfortunately, for the temperament, the moon that was the size of the thumbnail is now seen close up a planetoid with crevices and mountains and dust and earth. It is not small at all. And the pattern has nowhere to express itself. For that faculty of knowing and vision is closed somewhere around the moment of the birth into the earth plane. This instrument recently held a baby that was less than 5 hours old. The nails upon the hand of this infant were so tiny they could barely be seen. And yet, they were perfect in every detail. The tiny little mouth, barely large enough to see. Tiny form, so new to breathing and crying and expressing the self within the illusion. It is probable that already this tiny infant had feelings of weariness and despair, wondering where all the quiet had gone, where all the wisdom and knowledge and closeness that the bond with the mother gave has gone. Why is it colder? Why do I have these coverings upon myself? What is this thing called mind? The veil drops and does not rise again. And is it any wonder that the seeker goes weird? And yet we say to you that you can at any moment turn a corner within yourself and come upon a new world. We would ask you to move with us in thought. Take the attention within. Move into the darkness of your own mind. Breathing in and breathing out. Allow the attention to move deeper and deeper within the self. Down through the roots of mind. Through the archetypical mind. Through the mind of Christ. Feel the tides of time and space flicker and vanish. Feel the stars themselves give way to that which is neither light nor dark, but deity itself. Feel this energy of deity that rests. And yet contain all creations that are, all that were and all that shall be. And yet you are balanced, looking nowhere, sensing nowhere, found in one moment. Lucid energy. You have nowhere to go, for you are everywhere there is. You have no knowledge to gain, for you are everything there is. In this state, there are no cycles to complete. There is nothing to do. There is nowhere to go. all perfect. Allow this awareness to move back into time and space, back into the stars, into the earth plane, into your physical vehicle. This is the essence of you, resting within a vessel of clay. You are beyond description. You are beyond all worlds, all space and time. You are perfect. Remember this feeling. Come back again and again to this tabernacle of no time and no space, for you are and you are perfect, and there is nowhere to go and nothing to do. For this is the truth about you, beyond all your endeavors, all your suffering. This remains the truth of each. Now let us turn and look upon the landscape that offers itself to you. There, just there, is indeed the catalyst that you know so well. There the pen to write. There the decision to make. There the life to live. There the race to run. Are you wrapped in a maze? Do you see your higher self as the scientist that is running you mindlessly through a useless test? As the one known as St. Paul was saying, may it never be. Far closer to the truth is that your higher self is a spiritual entity with a healthy appetite. And signed you up for perhaps more courses than you wish that you had, now that you are through at least half of your semester at school, in the Earth School. There is one difference in this Earth School from all schools that you are familiar with. And that difference is that there is no requirement for you to make a grade. There is no teacher to set an arbitrary standard that you must achieve. Rather, you are completely in charge of how much you wish to learn, how far you wish to take each portion or phase of each lesson. You may not feel that you have control, and this is frustrating, but we say to you, you do have full control over your incarnation. If you are too weary to move on, if that is the sense that you get at this point, then we say to you, lighten the load. Remove expectations from your own self. And allow yourself to play. To be as the daisies that dance upon the wind. Carefree and blameless. You do not have to learn today. You do not have to work today. You have to do today only that which is in your heart to do. When you become frustrated, with the self, with the lesson, with the pattern, then it is that we encourage the lifting of the self from pain. And how is this done? For some personalities, it is accomplished by moving into the silence. By going for the walks, for the meditative, reflective time. For other personalities, it may be that the choice is to remove the self physically from that which is frustrating, turning the attention to other things. But whatever your personality, we suggest to you that the inspiration that lifts frustration is within you and within this moment, if you can but allow the self to express its nature through your instrument. For you are not as you think you are, but rather you are a personality shell that distorts the love and the light of the one infinite creator in just this and that way. You are an instrument. You are an instrument of a certain kind. You are a citizen of a world that you do not see. The great baffling thing about spiritual seeking is that you seem to be in one world, a world with sidewalks and chairs and furniture and cars and movie theaters. Yet in actuality, once you awaken spiritually, you are in a creation of energy fields. And all of your work is upon your energy field, the vibration of that field. And its dynamics when coming in contact with other fields of energy. Each person that you encounter has a field of energy, and you will interact with that energy in certain ways suggested by your distortions and the distortion of the other self. Ideas are fields of energy, and as you come into contact with them, there are dynamics between the field of energy that is you and the field of energy that is an idea or an ideal. Qualities that you may wish to conceal. You are, as a spiritual seeker, in a universe of thought. Of being. Of essence. It will always be frustrating to live in two worlds. But it is just that dynamic that creates the fertile field for your acceleration of spiritual evolution. Know yourself to be ever on the path and yet ever at rest. Know yourself to be ever learning yet always knowing. Know yourself to be ever striving yet always having arrived at precisely the place for which you strive to see. Knowing the self, allow the self to be. Release and release and again release the self from the stricture of making sense, of coming up to snuff, passing the grave. Each release, each forgiveness, each new level of acceptance will bring its own inspiration and offer its own opportunities for transformation. They would at this time transfer this content to the one known as the unknown. We may conclude this session through this instrument. We leave this instrument with thanks and love and life. We are those of a group.
I am Claude. And greet each again, in love and in life, through this instrument. We have taken a great deal of pleasure in presenting our offering to you for this session of working, and we would ask if our speaking or any other impetus has brought another query to your mind. If so, we would be happy to speak to them now.
I guess I would like to hear more about being in two worlds at once. Because it seems to me that the frustration and the pain of living is in trying to deal with the life and see things in a spiritual way and yet there's just no way to escape the fact that it's also the earth is looking at playing and life as it is.
I am Kwok and am aware of your query, my sister. This is a query which each seeker from the depths of its soul asks of any entity that will answer. For it is most difficult for the spiritual seeker who wishes with all its heart to hew to the upper level, to the higher road, to the spiritual journey. To have to dip again into the illusion of the third density and to move within a realm that seems to be muddied, confusing, and chaotic. This is the nature of your illusion. For if all were as the time-space realm of that is, clear to the eye, to the heart, to the mind, and to the experience of each moment, then there would be no challenge for the seeker to enlarge its scope of being, its realm of possibility. To gain more experience in the rather efficient way which the third density has of impressing upon the seeker the urgency of catalyst. There is within your illusion the benefit of the seeker who wishes to know and yet who does not know. And the benefit we find here is that the angst, the frustration that comes from wishing to know that which is beyond the illusion, beyond the grasp, is that it motivates the seeker to move forward even when the seeker does not recognize forward as forward. For each catalyst, each experience, each event within your illusion has the ability to temper the heart of the seeker, shall we say, the will of the seeker, the faith of the seeker. There is within frustration, and inevitable rededication of the self to speaking. For the temptation is to stop, to quit, to rest, to have done with it. Yet, though this may momentarily give solace to the mind of the seeker, there is no quitting, no true stopping. Though one may rest, there is always the journey that waits before one. And the heart of each seeker seeks the heart of the one creator. There is no better way to put it. And when heart seeks heart, there is the motivation to move forward, to learn from that experience, that catalyst about one, enough to move yet a small bit forward, to feel the desire afresh, to feel motivated again. And so this wishing to know what seems beyond knowing is enough, for there is within each frustrated moment the tempering, the hardening, the building up of inner desire to know, to grow, to share, to experience again the great round and round of disillusion. For though frustration may grow greatly, there is still in the heart the knowledge that this is as it should be. This is as it must be. This is as it was planned. There is a recognition of the rightness of frustration, so that when its fury has worn off, there is reborn the kernel of desire, the seed of knowing, the seed of knowledge. Is there a further query, my sister?
Yes,
and when there is bitterness, when someone comes to me, I have someone in mind, and says, there's nothing in my heart anymore but bitterness for all that I have suffered. I've not gotten anything. What can I share with this entity that can sweeten the bitterness?
I am quote, and I'm aware of your very question. There may be nothing that will satisfy one who feels it is important to make the effort to share with one who has become embittered that which one feels about being bitter, the fruits of bitterness, that there is a lesson that can be learned from bitterness, that there is always an opportunity to begin again. There is always the opportunity to change every experience one has had, to drop the illusion of activity, to retreat to a quiet, remote, an isolated place within the mountaintops of meditation, to seek there the soothing hand of the One Creator upon the fevered brow, to open the heart finally and fully one last time, to throw down the weight of worry, the burden of frustration, and to ask with a full and bursting heart to be again a child of the Creator, to see again with new eyes, to move again with trembling legs, to ask again the eternal questions, to build the faith and the will to continue. Is there another query, my sister?
I would like to ask a question on a completely other subject, and I just want a short answer. But is it all right, in the context of working on this project, if I ask them questions in the future about various facets of it as we go along? I would appreciate the opportunity to get your viewpoint. But I don't want to presume suggest in any way that your agency would help me in writing the book. That's not it. Is it all right if I ask you some questions that are on my mind at future times concerning this book?
I am called. Yes. We hope that was short enough.
That was sufficiently short. Thank you very much. Later.
I am called. We are always happy, my sister, to speak to any queries which you may have for us, and we will give those responses which we are hopeful will be helpful. Is there another query at this time? I am Kwa, and we appreciate your comments. We are always grateful to be able to speak to this group and to entertain those queries which we feel come from the heart, for we are also those of the heart, and recognize the great desire that fuels each seeker which hears our words, both those present and those that are removed from this group, but who shall hear these words
nonetheless. At this time, we shall take our leave of this group and this instrument, leaving each as always in the love and in the life of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of Quo. Adonai, my friend. Adonai.
Anybody have, we don't have a list exactly. Anybody have requests for healing? The new year, we don't have a list.
I will start because I was just thinking about my dad who was so oftentimes into this period of bitterness and the hope and so on with his name.
And Dana, he's having a hard time, and Kathy Floyd, so. Well, you can tell it's the first part of the meditation here, because it's still light outside. Of course, the cause of planet Earth. The cause of peace.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me.
Healing me, you united, people, we are one, you united, people.